What I'd like you to do right now is I just want you to go ahead and close your eyes. And just let those eyes close all the way down, relaxing completely and totally. I want you to relax those eyes so much to the point where even if you tried to open them, they would just stay closed because they're so relaxed. In fact, the more you try to open your eyes, the more relaxed they become. You find in a moment, we're going to test this, you find in a moment that you can move your eyebrows with great ease, but the more you try to open your eyes, the more locked, the more shut they become, almost like they're made of lead and they're so heavy or they've been glued shut. And only when you know that you've reached that level of relaxation, only when you know that you are so deeply relaxed that even if you tried to open your eyes, they would just become so much more relaxed and they just stay shut, I want you to try and open your eyes. Perfect. You just let them shut now. You stop trying. I'd like you to let that relaxation spread through your entire body, from those little muscles around your eyes to your face and your scalp and your jaw. Just letting your jaw just come apart a little bit, your teeth coming apart. Down your neck and shoulders, your arms, elbows, wrists, tips of your fingers, all the way through your chest and your stomach and your back. Down your legs, to your knees and your ankles, the very sole of your feet and the tips of your toes. And every time I say the word relax, just allow that wave of relaxation to go through and double your mental and physical relaxation. Every time I say the word relax, double your mental and physical relaxation. As I say relax, relax, relax. I want you to imagine a candle placed in front of you. And it's not just any candle, it's a beacon of tranquility and a symbol of calmness. It's a beacon of tranquility and a symbol of calmness, of inner peace. And just imagine the gentle dance of the flame, the way it flickers and sways, an entrancing rhythm that soothes your mind. Feel the warmth it radiates, the soft glow that it casts in the room. Let this warmth become a mental embrace, inviting you into a state of complete and total relaxation. And the flame burns steadily, just as your focus should remain steady on it. And the world outside this room and outside of this flame slowly starts to fade into insignificance. Notice the wax melting slowly and consistently. It's a reminder that the world outside that continues to move, but at this moment, your world is here with this flame. Your world is here with this flame, and as the wax melts, so do your worries. As the wax melts, so do your thoughts and your tensions. Just keep the image of the flame alive in your mind's eye as the beacon guiding you to a realm of profound relaxation and openness. Profound relaxation and openness. And the warm, comforting glow of the flame flows through you, inviting every part of you to relax. And you're now ready to begin your journey inward. Picture yourself in a vast landscape in your mind. It can be any place that makes you feel safe and secure, perhaps a beautiful forest or a quiet beach, or even a cozy room. This is your mental sanctuary, a place for introspection and self-discovery. In this tranquil setting, turn your attention inward to the voice that resides in you. Turn your attention inward to the voice that resides in you. And this voice may be a faint murmur. This voice may be a loud echo. It may be something in between. It can take many forms and tones, sometimes as a friend and sometimes as a critic. It can take many forms and tones, sometimes as a friend, sometimes as a critic. And take a moment to listen to this voice. Hear what it has to say, but remember you're here to observe safely, not to engage or argue. Just hear what it has to say and know that you are safe. You're not here to pass judgment or to feel affected by what it says. You're simply an observer. Just be curious and just be detached. This inner voice is often the product of past experiences, learned behaviors, and deep-seated beliefs. It might echo phrases that others have said to us, or it might speak of its own words filled with self-doubt or criticism. And remember, it doesn't define you. It is separate from your true self, and you have the power to influence it. Find this voice and recognize its presence. Understand its characteristics, its tone, its volume, its pace, its typical phrases. Each attribute you recognize is a step toward gaining control over it. And as you identify this voice, remind yourself of your intention. You are not here to scold or to silence this voice. Instead, you are here to understand and to learn and eventually to transform it. This is ultimately a journey of healing, and each step brings you closer to a healthier and more positive dialogue with yourself. Once you've located this inner voice, it is time to alter how it interacts with you. Imagine that you're in front of a great big sound system, such as you might find in a movie theater, with various controls at your disposal. First, let's adjust the volume. Right now, if this voice seems loud and intrusive, visualize yourself reaching for that volume knob and turning it down. Dial it back to a level where it's still audible but not overbearing. Notice how this simple change impacts the intensity of the voice. Notice how this simple change impacts the intensity of this voice. Next, let's play with the tone. Is it harsh or shrill? Let's change that and imagine adjusting a slider on the soundboard, transforming the voice's tone. Make it more pleasant or perhaps softer or perhaps mellower. Maybe it becomes a whisper, or perhaps it takes on a tone of a loved one whose voice comforts you. Perhaps it takes on the tone of a loved one, someone whose voice comforts you. And now consider the location. If the voice seems to be coming from inside of your head, visualize pushing it outward. Let it move to the periphery of your awareness, to the edge of your awareness. Place it on your shoulder, or let it float a few feet away. You might even imagine it exiting the room entirely. The important thing is to disassociate it from becoming an intrinsic part of you. Finally, let's address the pace. If this voice is rushing, speaking quickly, and causing anxiety, envision a speed control. Slow it down. Slow it down. Let the words come at a leisurely pace, making the voice seem less urgent and less demanding. And by changing these submodalities, volume, tone, location, and speed, you're reshaping how this inner voice communicates with you. You are in control, and you decide how the voice presents itself. The alterations you make in this space directly influence how you feel about this voice, and by extension, how you feel about yourself. Now that you've successfully adjusted the voice and the way it interacts with you, it's time to transition to the next phase, healing. We're not here to stifle or remove this voice. Instead, we're here to guide it toward a healthier discourse. And imagine this voice surrounded by a soothing, radiant light. And the light is warmth and love and acceptance all bundled into one. The light is warmth and love and acceptance all bundled into one. As this light touches the voice, visualize it starting to change. Feel the healing energy permeate every syllable and every inflection. Instead of criticism and negativity, the voice now starts to utter words of encouragement and kindness and positivity. Hear it say, "I am capable." Hear it say, "I am worthy." Hear it say, "I am loved." Feel the resonance of these affirmations within you. And as the voice changes, so does its impact on you. It no longer is a source of discomfort, but one of strength and reassurance. It is now a source of strength and reassurance. And now guide the voice to express gratitude. Let it thank you for your resilience, your efforts, and your accomplishments. Feel the wave of appreciation wash over you, and remember that each small achievement is a testament to your strength, and each effort, no matter its outcome, is worthy of recognition and gratitude. And finally, allow this transformed voice to tell you something you've long needed to hear. something deeply personal and reassuring, something that fosters self-love and self-acceptance, and absorb these words, feel their weight, and understand their truth. Allow this transformed voice to tell you something you've long needed to hear. This process of transformation isn't about suppressing the voice or forcibly altering its nature. It's about healing and evolving it into a source of positivity and self-support. It's about creating an internal ally instead of an adversary. And this is the journey you can revisit whenever you need, fostering a healthier, more nurturing dialogue with yourself. And now the journey toward the transformation of your inner voice is complete. But the effects of this journey will continue to influence your daily life. We're going to transition back to the waking state, but as you do, you will carry the profound changes we've made into your everyday consciousness. You will carry the profound changes we've made into your everyday consciousness. I want you to imagine yourself at the base of a staircase. At the top of the staircase is full alertness in the waking state, and with each step you will become more alert and aware while retaining the transformations you've made. Take the first step. As you lift your foot, you feel the sensation of movement returning to your limbs. You can still hear the echoes of the transformed voice, soothing, affirming, and kind. On the second step, your senses start to heighten. You become more aware of your surroundings and the room around you. You can feel the chair beneath you, hear the ambient sounds. The transformed voice is still with you, supportive and encouraging. On the third step, you become even more alert. You can feel your body re-energizing, the heaviness fading away, yet the calmness remains. And the voice echoes its affirmations and gratitude, a constant reminder of your worth. On the fourth step, you become aware of your breath, calm and steady. You can feel a rise in the fall of your chest and the air flowing in and out. The positive voice continues its soothing discourse. On the fifth and final step, your eyes flutter open. You are now fully awake. Back into the room, you can move freely and your awareness is fully in the present. However, the voice of positivity and gratitude is still there with you, a beacon of self-support. And from this moment forward, the transformed voice will continue to promote positivity, reduce negative self-talk, and as you navigate for your days, you'll notice this change more and more, which will reinforce the transformation. You'll find it easier and easier to view things in a positive light, to appreciate yourself, and to reduce instances of self-criticism. Every time you catch yourself in a moment of negative self-talk, you will be able to consciously shift back to positivity, guided by the transformed voice. And remember, the power to maintain this perspective lies within you. You are in control, and you have the ability to ensure this transformation is not just a temporary change, but a permanent shift toward love and positivity.